How long have you been putting off that one project that you know you need to get done? And when you do it, you're going to just feel great. It's just going to tie in with your identity, your mission, your legacy. What about those habits that you want to change, that you know you can change? You want to improve upon them. You know, it's just breaking it down step by step and executing. You just got to get into the process. You just got to want to do it. That's the genesis. That is the catalyst of all changes. How badly do you want to do it? How much time do you have left? You're a little bit older like me. You have a busy, productive life. It isn't that you're sitting around doing nothing. But what's it going to take for you to finally create change in those areas that you want to improve upon, or you're telling yourself you want to improve on? You must improve upon. You don't want this story to end your life without you at least giving it your best shot. How much time do you have? Are you living with a sense of urgency? That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are here. Two guys checking in, getting our mind right at our structured time of the day, our daily ritual. And as your friend, as your coach, as someone who thinks about this all the time and thinks about it from the perspective of older men. That's the phase that I'm going through. I've always wanted more. I've always been obsessed with personal development. I've always gone for these goals. I was always driven by both pain and pleasure in ways that I didn't even realize at the time. Been obsessed with producing more, being more. And as I've gone through the journey, I've helped a lot of people for a very long time. Again, obsessed with personal development. 36 years ago now, since a coworker who was some old guy, right? I was 21 years old. I have talked to him since then. And I go, hey, Jim, how old were you? And he was 39, but at 21, 39 seems like you're old, because at 21, you have so much time, right, to get your life together. And as I started on that journey, he took me to a Zig Ziglar seminar. And then not only did I go through the journey, I was also obsessed with helping other people see the light like I did. So that's what has me here today. Most recently, since I've shifted careers from what I used to do as a six-time national champion bodybuilder and fitness and magazine article writer, DVD producer, all that kind of stuff, is really focus in on all of us, what it takes for us to become more. And then really most recently, really bearing down, because it was so close to me, so important to me, is, man, time's going by so quickly. Time is going by so quickly, and there are so many things I wanted to do, and I realized, am I even trying to do those things? I might write them down on a goal list. Made me think that time is going by quickly, and I got to get this stuff done. Right? I don't want this story to end quite yet. I would not be happy, no matter what I've accomplished in the past. So I've been focusing on helping a lot of men with their goals, living with that sense of urgency, just talking, getting inside the minds and the lives through my one-on-one coaching with older men, older successful men, right? I'm not talking about old men that have a really tough life and they can't get themselves going at all, right? Guys who have a track record of success, they just want more. And it doesn't matter, you know, what you've accomplished in the past. Sometimes we all want more. And this common theme, this common complacency that I really watch myself too, because I'm susceptible to it just like everyone else. We're trying to manage so many things. Is acting like we have forever to get this done. And maybe you're like me. You know, it seems more and more, you know, you grow up, you know, and you watch the TV and these, you know, back, you know, when we were younger, there was, you know, three networks on TV. And so when someone was the star of a television show, that was a big deal there, a real big deal, because the competition was so few networks. It wasn't very competitive. There weren't a lot of these TV stars. And more, they die. The stars that when you were a kid, they were the star on the TV show. a lot of them, even if they don't die, you see something, one of these tabloid type of websites or something, and you go, wow, I remember him. He was the man back in the day, or she was so hot and beautiful back in the day. And you just see, you know, time creeps up on all of us, and they've aged or they've died. You know, sometimes it's someone like 82 years old and they died of natural causes or something like that. And I'm doing the math. Okay, 56, 82. Oh, my God. And it hits you. It hits you, gives you that jolt of that pain. And I've always said that pain, when it's used right, it can be the greatest thing in the world to cause you to do the things you already need to do, that you already want to do. You just can't get yourself to do it. It can just give you that jolt. And then once you get to, you do them, and whatever was stopping you, the procrastination, the inability to prioritize it with everything that you're doing, you learn how to do it. You learn its importance, and you have it with you forever. What if we could live with that sense of urgency all the time? And as I talk to so many men, I've made it almost my mission, the theme of what I do, is to live with a sense of urgency. That's how I sign off on this Man Formation podcast and a lot of things that I do. It's, you know, hey, we don't have forever, right? We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We have to produce, to execute. We have to take care of our bodies, exercise, eat right. But we also got to love and we got to connect. If we're going to make those differences, we got to do it now. We're not going to live forever. Got to live with that sense of urgency and just get it done. It won't be that painful. And I, what I've realized is so many of us, and it's myself included, is that we push off that pain and another year goes by and another year goes by and another year goes by. You know, in the fitness world, I was talking just recently, I had a couple polls on some of my websites and when is it too old to build muscle or, you know, get ripped? Because like I said, this is what I'm hammering down. Wow, this sense of urgency is the key to everything. It's probably the most painful and probably something that we put off that we need to stop putting off. And they said, nope, it's never too late. It's never too late. And, you know, somewhere in shape or whatever. But, you know, they're not these big, jack, healthy, erect 85-year-olds, right? That'll just continually build muscle, right? And trust me, this is a big world, 7 billion people. There'd be some oddball out there that we'd all see about if he was just so muscular and ripped. I'm not mean 485. I mean for whatever age, right? Maybe they misunderstood. Hey, are you going to be old and a decrepit, you know, invalid? I'm not saying that. But this is the best time in your life to be in shape, to where you're going to have the most energy, the most enthusiasm, your brain functioning, your body functioning. This is the best time of your life if you're a little bit older. You got to seize, you got to take advantage, you got to live with that sense of urgency and improve on all those things. Change those bad habits if you're ever going to change them. We don't have forever. Sense of urgency, I think it's going to be the cornerstone. As I go forward, I'll do it lovingly and gently, right? I have to live, you know, too, with everything we're trying to do, everything we accomplish, right? But that pain can serve us, and it's inevitable anyway. This is the best my body's going to be. This is going to be probably the most functioning. My eyesight's going to be, my mental strength's going to be, right? Got to take advantage of it now. Certainly, get in there and use it now. We got to live with that sense of urgency. I don't know, I was just thinking because I've just worked with so many men lately and just so many things I've heard and I've learned from mentors, and that is the key. That is the key to have the growth and the life and the looking back with a sense of fulfillment is that sense of urgency. All right, go to 15 Man Formation Steps, 15 Man Formation Steps.com. Did you fill out that questionnaire? Did you send it to me? Maybe I'll reach out and have a talk where you can talk to you about living with this sense of urgency, right? Sometimes, you know, we're going through so much and we just lack objectivity and perspective, and a friend, a coach can just point things out. That's what I do with my men with my one-on-one coaching all the time. Hey, make sure that you click that link, and all of this is down below, how to get in contact with me. where to go to 15-man information steps, fill out that questionnaire, get access into the 15 best life lessons that I've learned so far. You know, every time I invite you to get into the 15-man information steps, members only website, instant access, lifetime access, fill out that questionnaire, I'll issue a username and password, and it's the 15 best life lessons that I've learned, at least thus far. You know, and then every time I tell you that, I'm thinking, whatever I'm talking about, maybe this should be implanted firmly into the 15-man information steps and maybe take out one of those other ones. I don't know, right? But this sense of urgency, that's what I'm thinking as I talk about it. This could be the key to everything, this shift. Maybe a little bit of pain, but the pain you need to finally create change. We don't want this to end yet. I don't know about you, that I don't care what I've done. I got to finish it off. There's more things I got to do before I take my final breath on this planet. Now, again, many years from now, right? We can't assume that. We got to live with that sense of urgency, right? When you go into the description of this podcast, make sure that you sign up for my email alerts for these Manformation podcasts and a whole lot more. All right, guys. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day. Produce. Work on yourself. Make those things finally happen. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Connect love with a sense of urgency. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Let's live with that sense of urgency.